is a very special day at St. Monica's, not only the beginning of Lent, but it is a great opportunity for us to share with our brothers and sisters across this archdiocese a very important part of our work called Together in Mission. And so I took from a beautiful story that Sister Edith has written in her book, Grace Abounds, found in our bookstore, from Patricia Livingston. It's a story about her grandson, George, who at the age of 4 was so excited about going to a preschool that he jumped out of bed and headed straight for the bathroom. This was the day. But he missed the doorway and ran smack into the hall. His grandmother, who heard the crash, called out, "George, George, are you all right?" "I'm okay," he replied slowly. "It's just, I guess I have too much dark in my eyes." And my brothers and sisters, that gospel today calls us to take the darkness out of our eyes, to see that we are people who belong to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that that word is so good, so factitive in our lives, that it helps us to follow the Master, to not only think about it, not only to have the relationship with our God through Jesus, but to do something about it. That's what that gospel says to us. We buried Gene and Scott Adam here yesterday in this church. Hundreds of people gathered. These two people made a decision 12 years ago on their wedding day that they were going to make some little difference in this world. And so to the far-flung corners of this earth, they brought the sacred scripture. And they died last week doing it. We are given an incredible gift, and that gift cannot be kept. It's a gift to be given. And so today, we have a wonderful man, Peter Scott, who comes to us from St. Raphael's Parish in South Central Los Angeles. This man is on fire. He is a young man of 9 children. He came from a house of 9 children. His mother raised those 9 children alone in South Bend, Indiana. The only mistake that this young man has ever made is that he went to Ball State instead of Notre Dame University. Came out here, is vice principal of a great school. Father Tracy is the pastor of that school, who I've known and loved, and is doing something that I couldn't do, serving that great community with great love. This man is not just the vice principal. He's the coach, he's the counselor, he's the music director, he's the drama person, and he's now teaching the 6th grade. That's what they're doing, my brothers and sisters, in those great schools. Let him put a face on Together in Mission, and let him touch our hearts today, that we will accept, receive, and catch a little of the great fire that he brings to St. Monica's. Peter Scott, let's welcome him to St. Monica's today.
That was a great introduction. What can I say? we can go with the Ball State Notre Dame mistake. But also, when I got out here, I went to Loyola Marymount University to get my master's. So I think I kind of made up what. Again, my name is Peter Scott. You've already heard from Monsignor, who I thank for inviting me here today and also last night to speak to all of you. And this mass is really full. Wow. I hope I don't get nervous up here. No, I'm kidding. Also, before I start always every mass, I am so impressed with the music that you guys have here. It's different in every mass. So. That is a blessing. I know for me, when I was a young kid, that's what really got me really interested in the church, was listening to the music. I mean, the word is great, but something about the music. All right, I'm sorry. I digress. You've heard about all my jobs. I mean, that's just part of it. You know, football coach for the boys varsity and JV boys. Basketball coach for the girls varsity and boys varsity. Choir director, drama. When we put on programs, I put the programs on. Counselor, I clean up, you know, whatever's needed, I'm going to do. And because of the economy over the last couple of years, decided to go back into the classroom to help save the school even more money. forgive me, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm going to make it through. But like Monsignor said, I'm here today to put a face on Together in Mission. A lot of times we think it's a financial commitment, that's all it is. So I'm here today to say thank you, to look you in your eyes and shake your hands, hopefully, and get to meet a lot of you and say thank you for everything you've done in the past and for everything you'll do in the future. I really, really appreciate it. And the kids in the inner city appreciate it a lot more. St. Ray Fields is a school located in South Central Los Angeles. It's a school surrounded by a lot of violence. There's gang violence that you hear about and see all the time. Our children there are constantly pressured to try to join those gangs. And that's not easy, you know, and you know, most of us want to belong. And when you come from single-parent home sometimes and your mom or your dad, whoever's raising you, or your grandparents, you find yourself alone a lot of times. So it's difficult to stay focused. It's difficult to keep an attitude that you're here for education. Sometimes it's easier to run the streets and find yourself in that life. But at St. Ray Fields, our job is to keep those kids within that gate, to show them that through education, they can be more. They can dream. They can dream the impossible dream. They can dream. And it's possible through education. We have many different ways of trying to keep those doors open. We have things like the development board of people who graduated from there and want to come back and give back. We have sponsors. There are people who will, you know, take a child and pay part of their tuition for the year to help, you know, those particular children go to that school and keep the doors open. But through all of that, it's still not enough. You know, I'm missing the fact that there's sister schools. Over here, you guys have St. Anne's and St. Clemens, you know, but in spite of all of that, it's still not enough. So Together Mission ties it all in. It is very expensive, you know, to educate a child. You know, the numbers are astronomical. It's unbelievable. And yet, it has to be done. Now, some people can say, you know, then why not go to a public school? Well, I have to only speak for myself. For me, when I was growing up, you heard about, you know, there's nine of us, single parent. I'm number 8 out of 9. My mother worked 3 jobs to make sure that we could go to Catholic schools. Because for her, she believed that the Catholic schools would provide us with a safe environment. An environment that would ground us with a strong foundation in Jesus Christ. So the sacrifice of working 3 jobs for her wasn't a big deal. She died, you know, fairly young, 60 years old, of diabetes. So, you know, the sacrifice is great. But with that said, the Catholic schools provided that safety, the strength to believe, the encouragement that you could be someone. I had the opportunity to go to a public school for 2 years. I talked my mother into allowing me to go. I said, well, it'd be a good idea because you wouldn't have to pay so much money for all of us. And the reason I really wanted to go to the public schools because I met a couple basketball players from that school, and I was so impressed with those guys, and I wanted to join their team. And when I got there, I saw the difference. The inner city schools with public schools was totally different. This is not a slight against public schools anywhere. But for me, I saw the difference there. I saw young people carrying weapons every day. I saw young people getting in trouble, you know, stealing cars. And this is 7th and 8th grade. And it was a wake-up call to me. As soon as I graduated from that school, I wanted to go back to the Catholic schools, where it was a big deal to be somebody. It was a big deal to be educated. It was a big deal to know Jesus Christ. I tell this story, and it's a sad story, but when I first started working at St. Raphael School, I was there as a part-time music teacher. I would be there one day a week, just Mondays. And one day at recess, I was outside, and I noticed there was some kids playing basketball, getting ready for the basketball season. So I went over there, having a background in playing basketball in my life, and started shooting them and showing them a better way of playing the game. And one of the guys, who were probably what I would have said would have been the best player on the team, came to me and said, "Wow, would you help out and coach this year?" And I thought, you know, why not? You know, one day a week, why not give it, you know, a couple more days and just come to practice? And so the next week, I came back and I was looking for this particular kid. And they said he was no longer there. And I was wondering what happened. And they said he was in a classroom and he stole $5 out of someone else's desk. So he was expelled. He went to one of the area local public schools, and maybe 6 months later, you know, I found out that one day he was walking down the street with his grandmother, who was raising him, and a bunch of other young boys from the school came up to him while he's with his grandmother, took a gun, and shot him in the head in front of his grandmother. I was devastated. $5. I decided right then and there that I needed to try to make a difference and maybe not do one day a week, but try to get there every day and teach. And before you know it, I had all these other jobs, including the vice principal. but I wanted to have a chance to have a say. And, you know, is $5 worth someone's life? I think not. So my goal since then is to keep these kids in the St. Raphaels and in the safety of those gates and the walls of St. Raphaels, and continue to educate and to continue to guide them spiritually. And I stand here in front of you, and not to say that it's me. I can't even say that it's all you. What we all do is a little bit to help those kids. The biggest thing of all is God's never-ending grace. His grace is how I live my life. Like many of us in here, I make a lot of mistakes, but I try to keep my life in his hands and walk in his grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved and set me free. Whoa. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's that grace that allows us to sit here, to stand here, and to celebrate the way we are. You know, there's an old saying that we've heard many, many times, but it is so true. It says, it takes a village to raise a child. And that village, and with all that's going on now, needs to expand. And Together in Mission does just that. So let's put our faith into action. And please, give to Together in Mission and continue to not only help educate the young kids in the inner city schools and all over, but also to help save their lives. Thank you very much.